Dramatis Personae, September 1st, 1939. Jacques Maritain, age 56, philosopher and theologian, is in Paris, embroiled in a heated dispute with his fellow Catholic, Paul Claudel, over Maritain's support for the leftist rebels in the Spanish Civil War. In Claudel's thinking, Maritain's position is nothing less than a betrayal of the Church. He refers to Maritain in a letter to a friend as cet imbécile. But for both men, the issues go far beyond Spain and embrace the most fundamental questions about the role of the Church in a disintegrating society. Earlier in the year, Maritain had published a book called The Twilight of Civilization, a title whose implicit judgment the dyspeptic Claudel would have warmly endorsed. Thomas Stearns Eliot, age 50, poet and editor, is in London. He continues his work for the publisher Faber & Faber. He signs up to serve as an air raid warden in Kensington, where he has a flat. To the book he had recently completed, The Idea of a Christian Society, he writes a postscript. September 6, 1939. The whole of this book, with preface and notes, was completed before it was known that we should be at war. But the possibility of war, which has now been realized, was always present in my mind, and the only additional observations which I feel called upon to make are these. First, that the alignment of forces which has now revealed itself should bring more clearly to our consciousness the alternative of Christianity or paganism. And second, that we cannot afford to defer our constructive thinking to the conclusion of hostilities, a moment when, as we should know from experience, good counsel is liable to be obscured. A few weeks earlier, the poet, George Barker, had visited Eliot at his Faber office. The poet had stared out the window for a time, and then said in a quiet voice, "We have so little time." Clive Staples Lewis, age 40, fellow of Magdalen College, Oxford, is in Stratford-upon-Avon to give two lectures on Shakespeare, though the second is cancelled after the news comes that Germany has invaded Poland. "I had a pretty ghastly time," he writes to his brother, a retired army officer who had suddenly been called back to service. "A smart, nearly empty hotel in a strange town, with a wireless blaring away all the time and hours to get through without work, composed perhaps the worst possible background to a crisis." The ghastly time presumably involves, among other things, Lewis's memories of World War I, in which he had fought and been seriously wounded. In the spring of 1938, just after the Austrian Anschluss, he had written to a friend, "I have been in considerable trouble over the present danger of war. Twice in one life, and then to find how little I have grown in fortitude, despite my conversion." And then, to that friend again, some months later, "I was terrified to find how terrified I was by the crisis. Pray for me." Whiston Hugh Auden, age 32, poet, having left his native England for New York.